Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.702 on a Thursday night. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Michael Tafuri behind the glass and for Jack. Sue Schilling on the updates tonight. And you guys with us, 888-729-9494. That is how you hop aboard. And boy, do we have a big 3 hours coming up. It is a three-question Thursday, which we will get to as this 7 o'clock hour goes along. I completely disagree with the idea that the Phillies and Matt Klentak threw out today that it's an objectively excellent offseason unless that Harper guy or that Machado guy comes walking through the door before this thing is all said and done. We'll have hot stove check-in. Ricky Ricardo joins us from somewhere on Ricky's travels. He was in Clearwater yesterday. Who knows where he is today? But we'll talk to Ricky Ricardo at 9. And we have a treat for you later on in the show with a fighter from the Cage Fury Fighting Championships who's actually going to be, we have tickets to give away, that's three questions Thursday night, in the fight he's going to be in on Saturday night. So we'll get to all that. Big show ahead, three question Thursday, a big part of it. But I want to start with the Antonio Brown stuff that I heard about all day long. I'm in the car this morning, and I am taking, we have to go get an oil change for the van. Yes, I drive a minivan. That's what happens. We have two little kids. So I'm taking my kids, and we're going to get a car wash, and we're going to get the oil change, and I pop on WIP, what's going on in the midday show? Well, they're talking about Antonio Brown. And then I'm on my way here in the afternoon. And what are they talking about? Antonio Brown. And I had mentioned a little bit the other night on my thoughts on the Antonio Brown thing and his trade request out of Pittsburgh and how he's trying to basically, he's Costanza-ing his way out of Pittsburgh. He's just trying to burn the place down to get out in a similar way to Jimmy Butler and in a similar way to other athletes that have done the same thing. We never learn our lesson. We always want the diva player. We always want the star that is a malcontent. And every single time we want that guy, it doesn't turn out to be what we want it to be. But just think about the past history of guys like Antonio Brown. We'll go with star wide receivers because there's a lot of divas out there that have caused issues in their locker rooms. They don't ever give you back what you think you're going to get back. The wide receiver position is the most overrated position in all of sports. We clamor for these star wide receivers because we watch the Red Zone channel, because we play fantasy football, because we see his numbers. Antonio Brown is not going to help you win a Super Bowl. Just let's put it out there. Antonio Brown has won nothing in his career. He's a great player. He's put up incredible numbers. Ross Tucker, who I'm a big fan of, said he's the number two wide receiver of all time, behind only Jerry Rice. Antonio Brown is on the wrong side of 30. Antonio Brown's going to want more money. Antonio Brown walked out of the Steelers locker room before their Week 17 game against the, who they play? It was Ravens, Brown, it's whoever they were playing. Bengals. Week 17 game, they had to win, and they had to hope the Ravens lost to get in the playoffs. He walked out during the week. And we're sitting here, and I hear call after call today on why the Eagles have to trade for Antonio Brown. Why? What has Antonio Brown ever done in his career that it makes you say the key to winning another Super Bowl here, which should be the only objective at this point, The Eagles have gotten their Super Bowl. They got one a couple years ago. This head coach has showed you he can win a Super Bowl. This team has showed you they can win a Super Bowl together. So I'm not bringing guys in because they have name brand value. I'm not trading for a star wide receiver because he puts up a bunch of numbers in Pittsburgh. The only reason I'm bringing any player in to the Eagles is with this objective and this objective alone. Can we win another Super Bowl? Can we get back to and win the Super Bowl? A couple years ago, the Eagles had one of the probably top two or three offenses in the NFL. And their wide receivers were Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor and Torrey Smith. None of those guys are in the same stratosphere as an individual player as Antonio Brown. And the Eagles' offense was just as good, if not better, than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it didn't matter which quarterback was playing, Wentz or Foles. I don't want Antonio Brown. He's not worth what he's going to get paid. He's not worth the draft pick compensation. And he's not worth the headache. You know, in a perfect world, you just bring in a whole bunch of talent. You don't worry about personality. You don't worry about fit. You don't worry about the salary cap. And you just say, talent, talent, talent. We are just drunk on talent. We are drunk on the idea you need something specific. It's the same thing as when the Sixers traded for Jimmy Butler. We're drunk on his name. We're drunk on the idea that, oh, you have to have a star. You don't. You need to have requisite talent to win, and each sport is different. In the NBA, there's more of a precedent for you. Just kind of swallow your pride and trade for the star because you can't win without him. In the NFL, that's been debunked over and over. How many Super Bowls did Randy Moss win? Did I miss any of those? Did I miss a Super Bowl that Terrell Owens won? Have I missed the Julio Jones holding up the trophy? And I think he's far less of a diva than some other guys. Have I missed Odell Beckham's endless and countless playoff wins? Did I miss those? Because I don't think I've seen Odell Beckham win a playoff game. Antonio Brown's never played in a Super Bowl. Terrell Owens played in one, played great in it, and his team didn't win. Randy Moss played in one, his team scored 14 points. These are the best receivers over the last 20 years or so. Let's throw in Calvin Johnson. Played in two playoff games? Calvin Johnson came nowhere close to winning anything, and for a decade almost, he was dominant, and his teams always had that one guy. Larry Fitzgerald, great player. Going to maybe end up with the second most catches of all time. Still going. And he's the opposite of a diva. But Larry Fitzgerald's teams never won a championship. The idea that the Eagles should just jump, fall over themselves backwards for Antonio Brown, it doesn't fit with anything that happens in the NFL. 888-729-9494. Do you want Antonio Brown on the Eagles? And there is an opportunity here for Howie Roseman to go do this. He is available. And I saw a story today on ESPN basically saying the draft pick compensation for Antonio Brown might not be what you think. It's not going to cost an arm and a leg to get him because it's a dysfunctional situation. Everyone knows he wants out. And in a way, and I'll compare it again to the Jimmy Butler thing. It's not quite as toxic, but it could get there. The Wolves had to trade him. Everyone knew it. And they didn't get back, you know, real great value. They got a nice player in Robert Covington, a player I really like. But it wasn't like they got back, you know, a top five lottery pick and an all-star. That wasn't what they got back. They got back a role player in Covington, a role player in Saric. And, you know, Covington's probably better than a role player. He's a defensive player of the year candidate when he plays. But they got back a good player in Covington, a role player in Saric, and that's basically it. So the value there was shot. And the Brown thing could be trending in that direction where the value's not what you think. It's not going to cost the Eagles a first-round pick. So if Howie Roseman wants to go get Antonio Brown, he absolutely could do it based on the draft pick capital that the Eagles have. But I don't see how it's going to move the needle and get the Eagles closer to the Super Bowl. I don't see how it's going to be worth it on the salary cap for what he'll make. And I really don't see how the Eagles, who just had 3 weeks of turmoil that we talked about endlessly, day in, day out, minute in, minute out, about the whole Joe Santoliquido piece and the whole thing about anonymous quotes about Carson Wentz. Do you really think Antonio Brown is the right guy to bring into this locker room right now? You know, Howard mentioned the last hour, and he mentioned this time and again during the Eagles Super Bowl season, every time he was on with me, that he's never seen chemistry like he saw in the Eagles locker room the year they won the Super Bowl. go back and look up and down that roster. It was talented 1 through 53. It wasn't talented 1 so much. Wasn't talented with the first and second best player on the roster more than every other team, but it was talented 1 through 53, and they were a unit and they were a team. There was no dysfunction there. None of that. You fast forward to this year, and there was some dysfunction. Bringing Antonio Brown in is not going to make it a more harmonious locker room. No way, no how. 888-729-9494. The Eagles have an opportunity. Every team in the NFL right now has an opportunity to go out and make a trade for Antonio Brown. And the numbers are what they are. You know, I can't fight those. I can't fight what Antonio Brown's done in his career because it's remarkable. Since 2013, Antonio Brown has had at least 100 catches every season, at least 1,200 yards every season. The last 6 years, 686 catches, 9,145 yards, 67 touchdowns. The guy is on his way to Canton. That's the facts. But he's also on his way to being a diva that never wins a thing. 888-729-9494. I heard a lot today, midday show, afternoon show, about Antonio Brown, Antonio Brown, Antonio Brown. I don't see the appeal for Antonio Brown. And I don't know why we clamor for this. We do this all the time. We did it with Richard Sherman a couple years ago. Every single time there is a star NFL player, we ignore salary, we ignore age, we ignore fit, we ignore personality, and we just jump up and down like crazed dogs because we need this star player. The Eagles won a Super Bowl with Alshon Jeffrey as their number one wide receiver. They won a Super Bowl with Nelson Agholor as their number two. They won a Super Bowl with Torrey Smith, who's just, at this point, a below-average player, as their number three. The offense funnels through their tight end in Zach Ertz. They have a good, really good receiver in Alshon that, you know, that drop in New Orleans aside, is a reliable player that I like when it's a jump ball to him. I like watching him play the position. I feel like he's a winning wide receiver. And they have an opportunity this offseason to go out and they can add to the position. I'm not anti-wide receiver. They can make that position better, whether it be bringing Golden Tate back, whether signing a guy like John Brown, who I think is a really good fit, or draft someone. Like, the idea of this team going out and getting Antonio Brown, it's a fantasy football move. And when you look at the structure of this team moving forward, if you were in the camp that they're going to pay Carson Wentz and should pay Carson Wentz a boatload of money sooner than later, it's not going to be very easy to fit in Antonio Brown and Carson Wentz and also pay guys on the offensive defensive line where you actually should pay for the individual talent. 888-729-9494, pound 9494. That gets you in. I don't want Antonio Brown on the Eagles. How about you? Tony is up next. What's up, Tony?
Hey, listen, keep Antonio Brown out of town because if you remember during the season when Ben Roethlisberger was throwing the ball to Juju Smith-Schuster, Antonio Brown became a malcontent. And all he's going to do is bring to the Eagles, and he's going to cry because the ball's going to Zach, the ball's going to Alshon, and he's going to become a problem. We don't need him. He ain't worth it. He don't want to deal with what happened to him doing the Hines Ward. Send him to somebody else. I don't want him in Philadelphia. We're a better team without him.
Tony, it's a smart argument. They don't need it. And you're right, Tony, on that. If he comes here and Zach Ertz is getting the amount of catches he was getting last year, and you know Alshon would still get, you know, a requisite number of targets, you think Antonio Brown's going to just be happy if he has a game or two or three just getting four or five catches? There's no way he's going to be screaming and yelling.
He was creating problems when Juju started to come to the top. And it created problems in Pittsburgh. And then Ben's forcing the ball to Antonio. And it just don't work because Juju's becoming a better wide receiver than him. And he just don't want to realize he's getting old. And that's why the young guy was coming up over him.
Yeah, and look, and for, if you're a team player, it shouldn't matter. And Tony, we appreciate the call. And look, I know wide receivers, it always matters, and we watched it here this year because someone talked. Multiple wide receivers probably talked, and it's created this whole firestorm of this Wentz thing. But the reality of the situation is Antonio Brown coming to the Eagles is not going to make Carson Wentz's life easier. It's going to make it harder. Everyone loves talent. Everyone wants wide-open wide receivers to throw to. Go look at the Rams. Go look at what they did this year. Go look at how they get wide-open receivers most of the time, Super Bowl notwithstanding, for Jared Goff. They don't have three superstar wide receivers. Brandon Cook's a good player. Brandon Cooks is probably one of the 20 or 25 best wide receivers in the NFL. He's good. Brandon Cooks is an Antonio Brown. And yet when they had Cooper Kupp healthy, the coach and the offense was getting people open. They didn't need 10 superstars running around to be open for Jared Goff. They got open because the play was designed well and they had a guy that could stretch the field. The Eagles don't need Antonio Brown to unlock the offense back where it was last year. As we saw at times at the end of this season, like the Texan game when Nick Foles played very well. This offense can work. This offense can work just fine without a superstar wide receiver. If the quarterback gets the ball out of his hand and Doug is scheming it up, I don't need that guy. 888-729-9494. And in a perfect world, sure, I'll take all the available talent I could get. If Antonio Brown wants to play for free, if he wants to wear duct tape over his mouth for a year, cool. But he's not going to do that. He's going to be expensive. He's going to talk. He's going to disrupt things. It's just not worth it. I don't understand the precedent anywhere else in the NFL to tell me it's worth it. You know, if every champion over the last 3 or 4 years or 10 years or 15 years had a receiver of Antonio Brown's ilk, I'd say, okay, you need that player. It gets debunked every year. Look at the Patriots. Every year, it's just a bunch of guys with Tom Brady. Now, they have a great tight end, but the wide receivers are a bunch of guys. And the quarterback just gets the ball to the open guy. No one talks, no one complains, and they win. Joe is up next. What's up, Joe?
How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
I think I would like to have Antonio Brown here. Only why I say that is because we need somebody to stretch the field. We don't have anybody like that.
Well, they don't have any. I mean, the part you're right on, Joe, is they don't have anyone of the individual caliber of Antonio Brown. He's a great player. They don't have that player, but I don't think you need that kind of wide receiver to win.
No, Joe, you're right on that. You don't, but he does make it easier for it. I think to make it better to go to the Super Bowl with him. But like you said, though, with his attitude and everything in the locker room, which all right, I agree on that. If he does act up, we could just get rid of him next year.
Well, you could, but you have to deal with a year of him, and you have to pay him for the year, and you have to use that money with him and not with other players. It's not like you get a rental year, and then you kind of figure out if you're going to pay him or not. You're going to have to pay him this year.
Yes, I agree on that. You know what I mean? And because we do have what? We have Aguilar and Golden Tate, right? They're on a $10 million contract they're asking for?
Well, Golden Tate's a free agent. And, Joe, I appreciate the call, man. Nelson is under a pretty heavy contract where they're either going to have to extend his contract or figure something out because his cap number is pretty high for the player he is. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phones. That is how you get aboard here. Antonio Brown is available. The best wide receiver right there with Beckham and a couple others. Best wide receiver in the NFL right now is available. Howie Roseman has the draft capital to go get him. And I don't want him to. Bad investment. Wrong side of 30. Malcontent. This reminds me of the Jimmy Butler conversation. And if he comes here and they trade for him, I'm sure we'll all talk ourselves into it. He'll be different here. He'll be great. He'll calm down. This is where he wants to be. It was the Steelers' fault. That's why Antonio Brown acted up in Pittsburgh. It wasn't Antonio Brown's fault. No, it's Antonio Brown's fault. 888-729-9494, #9494 to hop in. We'll come back your phone calls, and we have a great three-question Thursday to get to tonight involving numbers. If you think you know numbers, and I don't mean stats, I mean numbers on the back of the jerseys here in Philadelphia, this one's for you. We have tickets to give away. I'll tell you all about what we're doing. Three-question Thursday. And do you want Antonio Brown on the Eagles? 888-729-9494. I don't. We'll come back and talk about it. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.